Perform the duties of discipleship. Don't get involved in the disputes of the world. This is the Bhajan San Sikha Sikhi Valley on page 109. Maintaining discipleship is like walking on the sharp edge of the sword. He who forgets the principle is neither on this side nor the other. Make your mind understand after removing the duality. Guru Gobind Singh taught us unity. He finished all the disputes of caste and creed. Look, don't harass the suffering hearts. God has created the temple of the body. God himself is sitting within all. Don't forget this, O disciple. Don't demolish the temple. Finish the disputes of jealousy and enmity. Accept his sweet will and be grateful to him. O Ajib, meditate on the true Nam and make others meditate also. Listen, O disciple. Perform the duties of discipleship. Don't get involved in the disputes of the world. Bhajan of Sanchi on page
109. Sun sikha sikhi wale faraj nibhalvi duniyan de chagde na gal vich palvi sun sikha sikhi wale sikhi da nivana tikhi tar talware sikhi da nivana tikhi tar talware ओले आया सोले और वार ना हो पारे ओले आया सोले और वार ना हो पारे दुई ते द्वैत काढ़े मन समझालवी दुनिया दे चगड़े ना गल विच पालवी सुन सिखा सिखी वाले हरे जन वालवी दुनिया दे चगड़े ना गल विच पालवी सुन सिखा सिखी वाले गुरु गोविंद सिंह सानू एकता सिखा गया गुरु गोविंद सिंह सानू एकता सिखा गया जात पात वाले सारे झगड़े मुका गया जात पात वाले सारे झगड़े मुका गया दुखी देला ताई देखी किते ना सतादमी दुनिया दे झगड़े ना गल विच पालवी सुन सिखा सिखी वाले हर जन भालवी दुनिया दे झगड़े ना गल विच पालवी सुन सिखा सिखी वाले कायां दा मंदर हरी ने रचिया जहान है कायां दा मंदर हरी ने रचिया जहान है कट कट विच बैठा आप भगवान है कट कट विच बैठा आप भगवान है भुल ना तू जावी सिखा मंदिर न टालवी दुनिया दे झगड़े ना गल ਕਾਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਲਵੀ ਸੁਣ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਹਰ ਜਨ ਭਾਲਵੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਚੜੇ ਨਾ ਗੱਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਲਵੀ ਸੁਣ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਈਰਖਾ ਤੇ ਵੈਰ ਵਾਲੇ ਝਗੜੇ ਮੁਕਾਈ ਜਾ ਈਰਖਾ ਤੇ ਵੈਰ ਵਾਲੇ ਝਗੜੇ ਮੁਕਾਈ ਜਾ ਪਾਣਾ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਮਾਨੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਮਨਾਈ ਜਾ ਪਾਣਾ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਮਾਨੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਮਨਾਈ ਜਾ ਅਜੇ ਵੀ ਆਪ ਨਾਮ ਜਾਪੇ ਸੱਚਾ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਪਾਲਵੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਝਗੜੇ ਨਾ ਗੱਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਲਵੀ ਸੁਣ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਹਰ ਜਨ ਭਾਲਵੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਝਗੜੇ ਨਾ ਗੱਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਲਵੀ ਸੁਣ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਵਾਲੇ
Maintaining the discipleship is like walking on the sharp edge of the sword. He who forgets the principle is neither on this side nor the other. Make your mind understand after removing the duality. Guru Gobind Singh taught us unity. He finished all the disputes of caste and creed. Look, don't harass the suffering hearts. God has created the temple of the body. God himself is sitting within all. Don't forget this, O disciple. Don't demolish the temple. Finish the disputes of jealousy and enmity. Accept his sweet will and be grateful to him. O Ajay, meditate on the true Nam and make others meditate also. Listen, O disciple. Perform the duties of discipleship. Don't get involved in the disputes of the world. I do have an announcement. Normally, the next satsang from here would be in 2 weeks. But in 2 weeks from now, we are going to be doing the virtual Yellow Point retreat via Zoom, to which everyone is invited to tune in. It's October 2nd through 4th, and it commemorates the very quite marvelous Yellow Point retreat, which many of us have done for many years and is quite unlike anything else. I don't know how it's going to work, truthfully. We've been practicing Zoom sessions and it's been going okay. A lot of people have put a lot of effort and energy and spiritual goodwill into it. If anyone would like to be a part of this and to zoom in on it, so to speak, please contact Teresa Crawford. Her email address is Teresa Crawford, that's her name, spelt with TheresaCrawford, all one word, plus 55, also no spaces, @gmail.com. So that's Teresa Crawford 55, all one word, @gmail.com, all lowercase. Anyway, she'll be very happy to hear from you and to sign you up for the and do whatever is required, which I don't really know much about. It's all a new thing for me, and we'll see how it goes. The schedule is available via Teresa, you can find it. But there are a lot of satsangs. I do, on Saturday, I do 2 satsangs. On Sunday, I do 2 satsangs. And Don Mackin does some, and there are some other things also, which be there videos and various things happening. It's very interesting kind of program. So it's a lot of stuff. I hope you will be part of it. I'm going to read today a fairly long section of a talk that Master Kripal gave many years ago. in Basis Hall, Hollywood, California, on December 11th, 1963. And this was one of those talks that became iconic. That is, that we used to play in the old days over and over and over again, and basically memorized them, many of us did. It was his farewell talk at this particular location. He'd been there a few days, and the next day he went to Walter Cowan's place in Tustin, California. Fortunately, I did not appreciate this talk when he gave it. I was very, very tired. Don't ask me why, I don't remember now, but I was. And I slept through much of it. Doris Yokelson and I had been alternating on doing the taping on her tape recorder, because this was like a theater. It was a hall, but it was, it had a stage and wings and all that. The tape recorder was up on the wings on the next to the stage, and you didn't get very good darshan that way. You saw Master in profile. I much preferred to see him head on. So this particular night, Doris did the taping, and I was in the audience, and I woke up as the talk was ending. And on the way out, John Pollard said to me, "What a great talk that was." I said, "Yeah, yeah." I had no idea what he was talking about. And anyway, I quickly found out because I heard the tape many, many times. Anyway, this is roughly the last half of that talk. And Master said, "So actions speak louder than words, and thoughts are even more potent. You are not to tell others that I am a flower. The flower is very fragrant. Let the flower emit that fragrance, and let others say that the flower is fragrant. Let your lives prove that you have something higher. Otherwise, these things already exist in our scriptures. Knowing something is not becoming something. Knowing means just having in your brains and in your memories something that such and such scripture says. But that does not really give you anything unless you live up to it. People will judge you only by your actions and what you speak. Your thoughts are even more potent than that, because thoughts radiate. If you have loving thoughts, those thoughts will radiate love. In the lives of the saints, events have occurred in which even snakes would not go to harm them. In one story of Guru Nanak, he was lying under a tree. His whole body was love personified, and love overflowed his body. He was lying under a tree, and he was in meditation. The angle of the sun changed, and the shadow which had been over his head also changed. Now the sun's rays were on his face. A cobra came up and stood in the rays so that no rays of the sun should fall on his face. Cobras, of course, have wide hoods, which they spread out when they want to, and would act as an effective shade. The ruler of the place passed by. He thought that Nanak was dead because the snake was there and he must have bitten him. When he went near him, the snake went away and Guru Nanak was alive. Why? Love radiates from our lives. We had a similar event in our satsang meetings at Delhi. About 2,000 people were sitting there, and while I was giving a talk, one cobra, little cobra, came out and stood on the stage just like that, Master demonstrates, in front of me. And the people said, "A cobra is coming." I said, "Never mind, go on with it. Let him come and stand here." And he, that cobra, stood for one full hour, hearing the talk that was going on, looking at me. When the talk was over, he sneaked away, and the people said, "Let us kill him." "Why? He has not done anything. Why kill him?" So this all is meant to say, if you have love for all, even snakes won't harm you. We've got a proverb, "Be wise like snakes." Snakes are very wise, mind that. When you see a snake and think, "Oh, kill him," the very thought goes out and he safeguards himself by attacking. If you have no evil thoughts for anybody, they won't do any harm to you. So I am telling you, thoughts are more potent. The initiate's daily conduct must reveal that he is a follower of a true master. when you are given something very unusual, the special gift of God, your duty is to maintain it. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkened. By not observing these things, whatever light we get inside or whatever music we hear is almost stopped. That is why you will find I have prescribed diaries for self-introspection under certain heads: truthfulness, no harm, non-violence in thought, word, and deed. Chastity, you see? The underlying principle, and love for all. All masters, when they came, told us, love one another, so that people may know you are coming to a true saint. Masters are overflowing with the love of God and love for all humanity. They take up this role as given by God. Otherwise, if they were doing it in their own name, why should they be going around for no purpose, no selfish motive? They have only one motive, to just bring all children of God back to God. That's all. They don't need any payment. Their talks are given free. They live on their own earnings. They are not a burden to anybody else. So when they say something, they say it out of their love for all. This is what is wanted. Now you will find that an ounce of practice is worth more than tons of theories. Of what use is it to know the principles if one doesn't live up to them? If you say, tell the truth, and you don't tell the truth, if you say, love others, don't think evil of others, and you still think evil of others, what's the use of knowing that? That's holding information in your brain. Such and such scriptures say such and such. Such and such masters say such and such. Well, what is that to you? We should learn to live up to them. A learned man with no practice is no better than a beast of burden carrying a load of books, of scriptures, that's all. So it is infinitely better to practice than to preach. First live, then say. Otherwise, even though you may be a scholar and you may have written commentaries on certain subjects which sound outwardly very religious, even though you read scriptures and preach them to others, if you do not live up to them, then what's the sense of that? Truly, such like preaching does not carry any effect. Only the arrow that is drawn to the chest goes to the target. The words that come out of our heart, as we live up to them, carry effect by radiation to others' hearts. I remember a case of one woman who brought her little child to Gandhi. She said, this child eats sugar too much. And Gandhi told her, all right, mother, bring this child back after 3 days. She went away and she came back after 3 days. Then he told her child, well, child, don't eat sugar. And the mother said, well, Gandhi, if you have only that much to say, why didn't you say it the other day? He said, because I was eating sugar then. Mind that if you don't live up to what you say, those words won't carry any effect. I think there's so much preaching going on nowadays. Perhaps in the olden days, nobody even dreamt of it. And with all that, how many lovers are coming up? How many saints are there? With all our preaching, our lives have not changed. What is the reason why? The preachers are themselves not living up to what they say. Mind that any wind that strikes a burning fire and passes by it, those men who are sitting on the other side of it will have hot winds. And if there is some ice, mounds of ice, tons of ice, heaps of ice, and if any wind passes by it, the man who is sitting on the other side will have cold wind. So whatever thoughts are in our hearts, in any words we give out, come charged with those very things that are already there. If a man openly is very good, I am a very good man, and his heart is full of passions, and he is not living up to what the scriptures say, naturally whatever words he utters, even though they may be very sweet words, will carry the effect of heat. And if there is a heap of ice and you put a black blanket over it, which does not appear to be very cold, even then, anyone who strikes that heap of ice, apparently covered by a black blanket, will receive cold. Do you follow my point? This is what is required. A spoon passing through a sweet dish does not have any taste of it. This is just the way it is with persons who have so much knowledge at the intellectual level, but don't live up to it. As I told you, an ounce of practice is worth more than tons of theories. This is one thing. And above all, I would say, as I told you before, a pure heart is most essential for spiritual progress. You cannot expect a king to enter a filthy cabin. Even a dog does not sit in an unclean place. He cleans the place with his tail. How can you expect God to appear in a heart full of passions, greed, pride, attachment, or egoism? So what is a saint? He is a man like you, but he is developed in that way. A little word of his carries more effect than hundreds of lectures given by others. As I told you, so much preaching is going on in almost all the holy places of worship of the religions. And are many men changing? Not in the least. Our body is the temple of the living God. It should not be polluted, I would say, with the intake, as I explained to you, of anything that would go to defile it, anything that is not a helping factor on the way, such as meat, fish, fowl, eggs, and alcoholic drinks. We have to keep our bodies pure and simple and have a loving heart for all, a helping hand for all. For that reason, we should live up to what the scriptures say. Try never to harm the feelings of others. If a blind man is there and you say to him, "Oh, blind man," he feels it. If you just sit by him and say, "Dear friend, how did you lose your sight?" the purpose served is the same. Little words carry much effect. These very words go to work either as a consolation or to flare up feelings. For that reason, we must live up to what we say. This is one side. This is self-introspection. Along with it, put in regular time to your meditation practices. The secret of success on the path is practice, more practice, and still more practice. Practice makes a man. What is the way to concentration? There is no high road to concentration. The only high road is to concentrate, concentrate, and concentrate. For this very purpose, diaries for self-introspection have been prescribed. They will make you regular in your practices. They will bring to your notice any shortcomings that you have in your life. When you know there are so many scorpions and snakes sitting under your seat, naturally you want to clean them out. You have to weed out these things from day to day. For that reason, what should we do? Keep a diary. It is a very helpful factor, I tell you. It can make a saint out of a robber. Man who has the human body has the birthright to see God. We can change, especially when we are helped by others, by those who are competent to give us help, who will take us in their charge and who have good will for us, not for us, but for our souls. They look to all the world over from the angle of God in them. They see all as the children of God, as their own children. When Guru Nanak left his hearth and home to carry the message of God to the world at large, he had two children and a wife. His mother-in-law came up and said, "Well, Nanak, what are you doing? Why are you leaving your family?" He said, "All humanity is my family." They give and see from that level. This is also what Christ said. Once it so happened that his mother was seeking for him in the multitude and could not reach him on account of the greatness of the multitude. Someone told Christ, "Your mother is seeking for you." And he said, "Who is my mother? Who is my brother?" He pointed to the people sitting around him. They are my mothers. They are my brothers who hear the voice of God. We already are brothers and sisters in God. Those who have been put on the way, they are true brothers and sisters in God. You see, this is the angle of vision from which the masters look to us. I'll tell you the story of a certain prince. He left his hearth and home to become a saint. His name was Gopichand. He went to his master. What did his master tell him? There are ways and ways of masters. This was a yogi master. And actually, the yogi master in question was Goraknath, who was a very famous yogi of the early Middle Ages in India. He said, "All right, leave your hearth and home and come here." He sent him to beg because they had nothing to eat or live on. "Go and bring alms from people's homes." But first he advised him to go to his own family, to his own wife and then to others, to his mother and then everybody else. He went to his wife begging. She said, "Now that my husband is gone, what are all these things for? I am left alone." She gave him all the ornaments that she had. Then he came to his mother. He had taken up that way of life under the advice of his mother. Some mothers are very spiritual. They wish their children to be godly. So she had advised her son to take up that spiritual way. She said, "Look here. I will give you 3 pieces of advice to live by. The first is that you must always remain in a strong fort." And Gopichand asked his mother, "Well, mother, there's no place to live in. Sometimes we'll have to pass our nights on the roadside. Why do you say that I should always live in castles, in very strong fortresses?" And she explained to him, "Look here, live always under the custody of your master. That's a very strong fort, mind that. Master is one at whose pole God is manifest and radiates his protection and love even from thousands of miles. If you can catch a voice from thousands of miles through the radio, why can't you have the radiation from the human pole at which God is working? By radiation, you can have it. That means live where you are, perhaps near or far. Always think of that God power. Mind that God is the true master in whatever human pole he has manifested. That manifested God is the true master who pervades all creation. When you come under the custody of such a God in man, or man in God, when he initiates you, he resides with you always. Never forget him. And Christ said, 'If you love me, keep my commandments.' That everybody knows. We should live up to them 100% of the time if we would like to derive the full benefit of the man's life and his teachings. But Christ said one thing more. Let my words abide in you and you abide in me. The first part everybody can understand. My words abide in you. Whatever you have been told, all those things, live up to it. But how can you abide in me? Whomsoever you remember truly at heart, that reacts in the heart of the one whom you remember. That reacts. By that reaction, you abide in his heart. What is meant by this? Never transcend what he says and live up to it 100%. But all the same, always have your attention directed to that God power which is working at some human pole which has given you contact with God. That resides in you at the very time of initiation. The more you think of him, as you think, so you become. And that reacts in the heart of the one whom you remember. That gives you receptivity. That gives you quicker results. You can have that radiation whether from near or far. Kabir said, if your master is living beyond the 7 seas and you are living on this side, direct your attention towards him. You will have radiation and effect. That is why Christ said, when more than one man sits in my name, I am there. Mind that Christ did live before Jesus. Jesus was the human pole at which that Christ power worked. What is Christ power? It is the God power. It is the Guru power. Not the Son of Man, but the God power that never dies. Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. That power always exists and resides in you from the very moment you are initiated. So it is a great privilege to be put on the way or initiated. It is no ordinary thing. It is the special grace of God. The very same thing that people could not have after many long years, you get on the very same day. Previously, the masters used to prepare men first. Only when they were ready, they gave them something. But the times have changed. Also, in those times, the initiates had to live with the master for months and years. So now the times have changed. Now masters give the initiates something within to start with, and also take on the duty of making them by giving them a self-introspection report to keep and submit at regular intervals. So this is the first advice that his mother gave to Gopi Chand. And the second advice was, always sleep on very soft and very nice and elegant beds. Then again, Gopi Chand told his mother, well, mother, there's no place to sleep there. We might have to sleep on stones and on earth. How can you say that we should have very fine, very soft beds? Then she told him, well, look here. Don't go to sleep unless sleep overtakes you. When sleep overtakes you, there's no question of whether you're lying on stones or earth or in a bed. These were two pieces of advice given by the mother to her son. And the third thing she said was, what should you eat? Eat the very best dishes, very delicious dishes. And again he asked his mother, well, dear mother, how can we when we are begging alms? Somebody will give us dry bread. Sometimes we won't even get anything to eat. How can you say that we should always have a very rich diet, very delicious dishes? And his mother told him, look here, don't eat unless you feel very hungry. Do you see? Very hungry. When you are very hungry, even the grams that you eat will taste delicious. So these are the three pieces of advice given by the mother of Gopi Chand to her son. If you live up to them, you will find how much good they carry. Live up to the sayings of the masters. They say, have pure lives. They say, let your earnings be honest. They say, just have good lives, good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. And they say, always have the sweet remembrance of God. On spiritual health depends the life of mind and body both. The health of body and mind both. You have been given something for spiritual health. That is the bread of life. And that bread of life and water of life is the light and the sound principle of God. That is the true food for bread. You have to give your body something to eat. But we are not born to eat. Eating is made for us. It is said by way of a parable that the things we eat and drink complain to the God of nourishment, that people eat us too much, very relentlessly. And the God of nourishment said, all right, those that eat more than is required for them, you eat them up. Do you see? If you eat what is digested, it will give you strength. If you eat too much, it is not digested, and it flares up diseases in us. If you have pure lives, normal lives, as required by scriptures, and live on hard-earned money, then you'll find that your body will also be all right. Nature has a curative power. Our soul has a curative power. Doctors simply help us to clear the way, that's all. When you leave it to nature, the soul has the curative power that cures all diseases of itself. So these are the three instructions that were given by the mother of Gopi Chand on how to live his life. You will find, never step out of the commandments of what the masters say. if you just carry this out and live within the four walls of the teachings of the masters, you'll develop from day to day. What do the masters say further? They say, silence is golden. Speak as little as possible. Silence is golden. Speak as little as possible. When you speak, speak in the most kind and gentle manner. Don't lose your temper over anything. Always keep your tongue under control. This is one thing. The wound given by a sword will be healed in a month or so, but the wound given by the tongue is not healed. All through life, whenever you remember again, it becomes fresh. So these are the things that we have to look after. Masters tell us, just fill one half of your stomach with food, one fourth with water, and leave one fourth vacant, empty. The more you keep the stomach empty, the more therein you will find the light of God developed. We eat more than what is required, generally. We eat too much. We die of too much eating rather than of hunger, at which point the audience laughed. Yes, just consider. This is why masters tell us this. I circulated in one of my circulars, simplify, simplify, simplify. Live in a simple way. You won't need to earn more money. You'll not have to cut the throats of others. Even from our hard-earned money, after you have spent what is legitimate, you can share with others. Generally, you say, we cannot live within our earnings. Where do they go? They are spent only on things which are not really required by us. So man becomes an angel by eating less, by not eating too much, and a beast by eating too much. Too much eating and sleeping clouds the inner vision, and overeating always makes one feel sleepy and sluggish. The less we sleep, the more spiritual progress we make. One man came to a master in India named Shivbrat Lal. He came to America too some time back, I think about 60 or 50 years ago. One man came to him and complained, I've got a headache. He said, look to your stomach. Another man came up and said, when I sit in meditation, I feel drowsy and sluggish. He said, take care of your belly. A third man came and said, my mind is not under control. Then he said, look to your belly. So eating is made for us, and we are not made for eating. These are little, little things which, if you act up to them, you'll find of much help. Daily find some period of silence, and night is the best portion of the day for that. The 10th guru of the 6th tells us, the night is your lonely place. Those who have utilized their nights have become saints. They have become gods, and students have become scholars with the best use of the night, the right use of what it is. Those who have spoiled their nights have spoiled their lives. If we go to shows and have company and other engagements at night, up to 11, 12, 1 or 2 o'clock, how can we progress in any way? A student who has burned the midnight oil becomes a scholar. A lover of God who has put in his nights in the best remembrance of God, taking in that all solitude, becomes a saint. So silence is best. Then we also have to take up solitude. Try to live alone as much as possible. Cease from men, look above thee. Just mix with others as required. Sometimes we simply, for enjoyment's sake, waste time, kill time, and we complain that we've got no time. Out of 24 hours, you'll find the amount of time you put into your daily earnings is, say, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, not more in any case. You've got then 12 hours at your disposal. Give to sleep, say, 5 hours or 6 hours. 6 hours is do it. Give 2 more hours to your eating, drinking, and this thing and that. Even then, you've got 4 hours at your disposal. When people say, we've got no time, they have to adjust themselves. Time is not to come from anywhere else. It is already there. We have to just adjust ourselves to it. You'll find the fewer wants we have, the happier we are. So cut down your wants. Cut down your desires. Whatever subject you take up, put in more time towards it. You'll become a good scholar, a good scientist, a good lover of God, or good in any line you take up. For that, as I told you, a pure moral life is required. As I told you, truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. A man is known only by how others find him. If you are true, you are helping, you are good, and you set a good example, others will follow you. They will not even give you credit, but they will give the credit to the school to which you belong, to the master with whom you are connected. For this, there is one principle to be followed. That principle is, perform no action in secret except prayers. If anything requires secrecy, abandon it at once. Deeds of darkness are always committed in the dark. Do nothing which, after being done, leads you to tell lies. And don't desire evil for anyone, irrespective of his creed or color, even in thought, word, and deed, because thoughts are more potent. Help some poor person as he is in all, and do not hurt anyone by word or deed. These are the things which go to help us. Always think that the God power is residing within you and watching your every action. This is the first thing. And the second is, don't transcend the commandments given by him for you to live up to. If you do that, Kabir says, you are not to be afraid in the three worlds, here and hereafter. With all these things, devote regular time, mornings and evenings, to your practices, and do it fully, just like a child who has no wisdom. Simply out of love, go to the lap of the father or the mother. Leave off all your wisdom, and leave everything aside. Go lovingly. In the evening, remove your evil daily life, and like a strict judge, try to weed out all the imperfections that you have from day to day. Even robbers have become saints, I tell you. I met with such like robbers who are the heads of the dacoits. They took initiation, and now they are putting in 6 hours a day meditation. They even brought other bandits and recommended them for initiation. So man can change. There's hope for everybody. Every saint has his past and every sinner a future. Mind that, see no evil, hear no evil, talk no evil, and think no evil. If you follow these things, you will progress from day to day. And especially those people who are made group leaders. They should set an example for others who are coming on the way. They have not yet become masters, I tell you. We are on the way. We may be selected as a master. It is for God, I mean, to worry about whom he should give to continue the work. It is not our job, you see. We may be selected as a master, but we should live up to what the masters say. Those who live, they are selected as one. I wish each one of you to become ambassadors of truth, but that you can become only when you live up to what you say. And the diaries are meant for a very noble purpose, if you live up to them as I told you. Send me blank diaries. I will accept them. Blank diaries I will accept. But how long will you continue sending me blank diaries? You would not dare to send them blank every month. You'll feel morally that you're not doing right. You'll come round. I tell you, the diaries are not to be sent to the police station or broadcasted. They are meant for your own purpose, so that you may know what the shortcomings in you are, and further to weed them out one by one. They are sent to me only for the purpose of guidance wherever necessary, because Rome was not built in a day. A time factor is necessary. As I told you, these are a few of the words which come out of my heart to you all whom I hold dear the most. You are all more dear to me than my sons, my own family. I wish you progress spiritually. You have the human body by the grace of God. And by the grace of God, you have been given a contact with God. That you have to develop with due regard to the self-introspection, which will come up by keeping regular diaries sent to me at regular intervals, say quarterly. If you live up to it, everything will be cleared, I tell you honestly. If you sit by fire, all cold will go. If you sit by ice, all heat will go. If your soul comes into contact with the light and sound principle, all doubts will go. Doubts and other things arise because we don't live up to what we say. These are the few words I'm telling you at the time I am with you physically. I may not be able to see you, or you may not be able to see me physically, but the God power, which is the true master, now resides with you and shall never leave you till the end of the world. It will take you to the true Father, and the true Father will take you to the wordless state of God. My best wishes are with each one of you. I wish you progress. This is the highest thing that I had in my life, with the grace of God. And through the grace of God working through my Master, I have passed it on to you with his grace. Live up to them and derive the full benefit of this golden opportunity which God has given you. So with best wishes to you all, I'll be leaving tomorrow for Tustin. Those people who would like to come, I'll be too glad. And about the 20th, I will have to leave for Dallas and to other parts of the U.S., then go to Panama and South America. And after that, God willing, I may go back to India. But my heart, you are always on my mind. Keep regularly in touch with me through your diaries. If anything comes up that is very urgent, a life and death problem, you can write to me even before. But my real pleasure will go to you when you live up to this. You may be proud of me, but I will be proud of you if only you become what I want. I want each one of you to become like myself, or more than me, I would say. This is the truth that has been given to you. Well, live up to it. Don't be misguided. All scriptures tell us about that which has been given to you, an experience thereof, with the grace of God. If you find anything puzzling to you, please write to me. If I find that that truth is more than what has been given to you, I will also follow you. This is what my master used to say. He said, the truth has been given to you. If you find any more truth, take it up and tell me. I will also go there. We are after truth, you see. So, I thank you all. You can meet me tomorrow or today when leaving, and my best wishes will always remain with you.
Sant Mahatma, Malak de Pyare, te sansar de andar, ਕੋਈ ਸਮਾਜ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਗੇ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਬਿਰੇ ਔਰ ਤੜਫ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਨ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਘਰ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਨ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਉੱਪਰ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਵਿਰਿਆਈ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਮਨ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰਲੇ ਪਹਿਰਾਵੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੋਈ ਲਗਾਉ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਜੈਸਾ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਰੱਖੋ ਸਵਾਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਦ ਬਿਲੋਵਰਸ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟੂ ਰਨ ਐਨੀ ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀ ਔਰ ਐਨੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਔਰ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਮਿਸ਼ਨ ਔਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਪਰਪਸ ਆਫ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਟੂ ਹੈਲਪ ਦੋਜ਼ ਸੋਲਸ who are yearning for doing the devotion of Lord, those who are having the desire to do the devotion of Lord. And saints and Mahatmas love all the societies, communities and religions. They understand the whole world as their own. They do not come for any particular community or religion, they come for the whole world. They always look at the souls of the people. They know that soul is innocent. All the bad qualities and all the bad things, the bad deeds are in the mind. So they always look at the souls. They are not attached to the outer appearance of the person. It does not make any difference that in what way you are living outside, what outer appearance you have taken. The main thing is that how to realize God, how to do the devotion of Lord.
Mahatma sanu ghar diyan zimmewariyan ton dur nahi le jande ge balki oh kehnde hai ki jo zimmewari tuhanu parivarak mili hai ohna nu nibhao hun kair ban ke janglan pahadan vich na chupo inna nu na chhaddo.
Mahatmas do not take us away from the responsibilities we have got of the families and of our household. They do not say that give up everything and go in the forest and like the cowards go and hide yourself in the forest.
ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਿਆਂ ਹੋਇਆਂ ਹੀ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਹਿਲ ਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਈਏ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੀਏ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਸਾਨੀ ਨਾਲ ਗ੍ਰਿਸ ਦੀਆਂ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀਆਂ ਪੂਰੀਆਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਈਵਨ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਰਿਸਪੋਂਸਿਬਿਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਗਿਵ ਪ੍ਰੈਫਰੈਂਸ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਗਿਵ ਟੌਪ ਪ੍ਰਾਇਰਟੀ ਟੂ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਈਜ਼ੀਲੀ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਗੋਡ ਵਾਈਲ ਅਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਓਵਰ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਆਬਲੀਗੇਸ਼ਨਸ.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਦੇਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੋ ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਦੇਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੌਮਾਂ 'ਚ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਏ ਹੋ ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ. ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਦੇਸ਼ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕੌਮ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਹੈ.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਯੋਰ ਓਨ ਕੰਟਰੀ. ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਬੋਰਨ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਵੇਅਰ ਯੂ ਬਿਲੋਂਗ. ਯੋਰ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਇਜ਼ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਯੋਰ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ.
ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਰਿਖੀਆਂ ਮੁਨੀਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਇਹ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਵੇਦਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਪਤਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸਾਡਾ ਦੇਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ, ਸਾਡਾ ਕੋਈ ਦੇਸ਼ ਹੋਰ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਦੀ ਤਹਿਕੀਕਾਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਤੜਫ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾਣ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੀਅਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਰਿਸ਼ੀਸ ਮੁਨੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਰੀਡ ਦ ਵੇਦਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰਾਂ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਹੋਲੀ ਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਚਰਸ, we come to know that this place where we are living is not our country and we have some other home, we have some other country where we belong to, then the desire to go back to our real home and the yearning to know about our real home is created within us.
Jis tarah jab lokan de dil andar duniya di tehqiqat karan di khoj karan di tadap uthi us vele oh jab ਏਸ਼ੀਆ ਅਫਰੀਕਾ ਯੂਰਪ ਦੇ ਮੁਲਕ ਮਾਲੂਮ ਸਨ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਗੋਲ ਹੈ ਗੋਲ. ਉਹ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਾਮਿਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਨ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਗੋਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਉਹ ਠੀਕ ਸਾਬਤ ਹੋਇਆ. ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਧਰਤੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਉਹ ਸੂਰਜ ਦੇ ਉਦਾਲੇ ਗਿਰਦਾ ਗਿਰਦ ਚੱਕਰ ਕੱਟ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ.
ਵੈਨ ਦ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰ ਫਾਰ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਦ ਡਿਸਕਵਰੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਵਾਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦ ਮੈਨ ਦੇ ਡਿਸਕਵਰਡ ਅਫਰੀਕਾ ਏਸ਼ੀਆ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਕੰਟੀਨੈਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੇ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਅਵਰ ਅਰਥ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਰਾਊਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਸਰਕਲ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕਾਊਂਟ ਅਮੈਰੀਕਾ ਆਲਸੋ ਐਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਬਟ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰ ਦੇ ਵਰਕਡ ਹਾਰਡ ਟੂ ਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਫਾਈਨਲੀ ਡਿਸਕਵਰਡ ਅਮੈਰੀਕਾ. And then they could prove that our earth is like a round ball and it is always moving around the sun.
Jede khoji us waqt jad America maloom ni si duniya gol kehnde si beshak unna da kehna galat si lekin hamesha eh kehnde san.
The discoverers before discovering America, those who used to say that the earth is round, even though it was true, but still people were thinking that that is not true.
ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਮਲੂਮ ਹੋਣ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਵੀ ਖੋਜੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਖੋਜ ਜਾਰੀ ਰੱਖੀ. ਧਰਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਖੋਦਿਆ, ਥੱਲਿਓ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਿਕਲ ਆਇਆ ਔਰ ਪਹਾੜ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਗਏ, ਸਰਦੀ ਲੱਗਣ ਲੱਗੀ, ਹਵਾਈ ਜਹਾਜ਼ 'ਤੇ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਅਸਮਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਉੱਡੇ, ਕੁਛ ਦੂਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਫਿਰ ਥੱਲੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਪਿਆ.
ਆਫਟਰ ਡਿਸਕਵਰਿੰਗ ਅਮੈਰੀਕਾ ਦ ਡਿਸਕਵਰਰਸ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਡ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਡਿਗ ਦੀ ਅਰਥ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਦੇਰ. ਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਮਾਊਂਟਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਓਵਰ ਦੇਰ they found it was very cold. They flew very high in the air, but again they had to come back to the earth.
To mahatma sanu dasde hai ede had cham maas di nahi ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਖੰਡ ਬ੍ਰਹਿਮੰਡ ਇਸ ਦੇਹ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਹਨ।
ਸੋ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਮੇਡ ਅਪ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫ ਫਲੈਸ਼ ਸਕਿਨ ਐਂਡ ਬਲੱਡ। They say that all the khands and brahmans, the divisions of the creation, are within our body itself.
To mahatma is gol duniya de vicho nikalan da tareeka dasde hai aur jis tarah assi phase hai oh vi dasde hai oh sanu dasde hai jad bachcha janm lenda hai ohnu koi kise da pata nahi ke meri koi mata hai ya bhain bhra hai jad oh akhaan kholda hai duniya disdi hai ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਪਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਜਵਾਨ ਖੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾਵਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਮਾਤਾ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕੰਨ ਖੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਸੁਣਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਜਦ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਤੁਰਨਾ ਫਿਰਨਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕੌਮਾਂ ਮਜ਼ਮਾਂ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਫਸ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਿਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਸਰਕਲ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਨੋ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਲਿਬਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਫਰਮ ਇਟ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਨੋ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ released from this. Mahatma tells us that when the child is born, he does not know anything about this world or of the worldly relations, but later on he comes to know that he is my father, he is my brother, and like that. When he opens his eyes, he starts looking at the things of the world. When he opens his ears, he starts hearing the things of the world. When he opens his hands and feet, he starts walking in the world. And gradually when he grows up, he makes the relations and he makes the religions, and he himself gets involved and gets stuck into them.
To mahatma dasde hai jab tusi bahron akhaan band karoge tusi andar dekhan lag jaoge jab bahar le kann band karoge tusi paarli duniya cho aun wali awaaz sun sakoge.
Mahatma tells us that when you will close your eyes, you will start looking in the within, and when you will close your outer ears, you will be able to hear the sound coming, which is coming from the world beyond.
ਜਦ ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਜਵਾਨ ਬੰਦ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਿਆ ਹੈ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ।
When we will close our tongue, our outer tongue, then we will start talking with the Shabad master who has given us the initiation.
ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਸਤੂਲ ਪੜਦਾ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਤਲਕ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਜਦ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਪੜਦਾ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਕਾਰਨ ਦੇਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਾਰਨ ਦੇਸ਼ ਦੀ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤਲਕ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਿਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਿਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤਲਕ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ।
ਰਿਮੂਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਕਵਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਆਸਟਰਲ ਪਲੇਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਕਨੈਕਟਡ ਵਿਦ ਦੀ ਆਸਟਰਲ ਪਲੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਦੇਅਰ। ਸਿਮਿਲਰਲੀ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਵਿਦਡਰਾ ਫਰੋਮ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਰਿਮੂਵ ਦੀ ਆਸਟਰਲ ਕਵਰ ਫਰੋਮ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਲ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਕੌਜਲ ਪਲੇਨ ਕੌਜਲ ਰੀਜਨ, then our connection will be made with those souls who are in the causal plane. And when after that we will go to Parbrahm, we will start having the connections with the souls in Parbrahm.
Is tarah swami ji maharaj da aap de agge ek shabd rakhya janda hai, aap dasde hai tusi apne desh jao apne dham jao, tusi praye desh vich phase hoye ho, eh thoda desh nahi, eh pareshaniyan da desh hai, itthe ajj tak ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਸੁੱਖ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਮਿਲ ਹੀ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਅ ਹਿਮ ਆਫ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਸ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟਡ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਯੋਰ ਕੰਟਰੀ, ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਯੋਰ ਹੋਮ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਵੈਰ ਯੂ ਬਿਲੋਂਗ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਯੋਰ ਹੋਮ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਯੋਰ ਕੰਟਰੀ, ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਯੋਰ ਹੋਮ, ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਯੋਰ ਕੰਟਰੀ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟੀਜ਼, ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਅਪ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਨਾਓ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਅਚੀਵਡ ਐਨੀ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਆਲਸੋ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਇਟਰਨਲ ਪੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਹੇਅਰ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹਸਪਤਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮਰੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਦੇਖੋ, ਉਹ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿੰਨੀ ਚੀਕੋ ਫਕਾਰ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਭੇਡਾਂ ਬੱਕਰੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਿ ਜਦੋਂ ਬੁੱਚੜ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਤਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਚੀਕੋ ਫਕਾਰ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਮਸ਼ਾਨ ਭੂਮੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਥੀ ਸਾਥ ਛੱਡ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਰੋ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਘਰਾ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਚੀਕਾਂ ਸੁਣ ਕੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਨ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਹਸਪੀਟਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਦ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਿਕ ਪੀਪਲ, ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸਕਰੀਮਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਪੇਨ। ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਜਸਟ ਇਮੈਜਿਨ ਦ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ੀਪ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਟਸ, ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦੇ ਸਕਰੀਮ ਐਂਡ ਕ੍ਰਾਈ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਅੰਡਰ ਦੀ ਨਾਈਫ ਆਫ ਦ ਬੁਚਰ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ। ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਮੇਸ਼ਨ ਗਰਾਊਂਡਸ ਔਰ ਟੂ ਦ graveyards and see that how those people who have lost their beloveds, how they are screaming, how they are suffering.
Guru aur naam bhakti shabd 18va sar vachan panna
102. Teri kurita tuhi jane. Only you know your nature. No one else can know. Only he upon whom your grace will descend will recognize you. Age after age you came. First you were called by the name Kabir. Liberating the world from rites and rituals, you made them devoted to the spiritual path. You suffered all the pains and tortures and told the secret of the real home. Becoming Nanak, you liberated the world. Then you had the name Angad. You were called Amardev, Guru Ramdas Ji, and Arjan Dev. Guru Arjan Ji sat on the heated iron and became grateful to the will. Har Gobind, Hari Rai, Hari Krishan Ji are the beloved ones. Satguru Tegh Bahadur sacrificed his head for religion. Guru Gobind Singh graced Ratnagar Rao and gave honor to the homeless ones. Tulsi Sahib, the lover of Naam, liberated Swamiji. Swamiji made Jamal Singh board the ship of Naam. Beloved Sawan of Jamal Singh separated the milk from the water. Beautiful Sawan developed this garden in which he placed a gardener. His name is Beloved Kripal, and he is the protector of the Sangat. Listen to this request of poor Jeb. Protect the honor of the honorless ones. Only you know your nature. No one else can know. Only he upon whom your grace will descend will recognize you. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 113.
कुदरत तोई जाने हो न तू जा जाएगा जिस पे मेर हो जाए तेरी तेनो ही पसाएगा तेरी कुदरत तोई जाए हो न तू जा जाए पे मेर हो जाए तेरी तेनो ही पछाएगा जुग जुग दे विच आए तेरा नाम कबीर सदाया कर्म कांड तो ठाके दुनिया पर मारथ विच लाया है जुग जुग दे सीए चले सारे दस अभेद ठिकाने ना जिस पे मेर हो जाए तेरी तेनो ही पछाएगा तेरी कुदरत तो ही जाने हो न दूजा जानेगा जिस पे मेर हो जाए नानक बन के दुनिया तारी अंगद नाम तराया है अमर देव गुरु राम दास जी अर्जुन देव सदाया है नानक बन के दुनिया तारी अंगद नाम तराया अमर देव गुरु राम दास जी अर्जुन देव सदाया है गुरु अर्जुन जी लाते बैठे गुरु अर्जुन जी साहिब शीश करम तुम्हारे ने हर गोविंद हर राय साहिब जी हर कृष्ण जी प्यारे ने सतगुरु तेग बहादुर साहिब शीश करम तुम्हारे ने गुरु गोविंद सिंह रतना कर राते गुरु गोविंद सिंह रतना कर राते की कमार निवाने दा जिससे मेल हो जाए तेरी तनु ही पछाणेगा तेरी कुदरत तो ही जाने हो मेर हो जाए तेरी तनों ही पछाणेगा तुलसी साहेब नाम जरसिए स्वामी जी नो तार दिता स्वामी जी ने जयवल सिंह नो नाम दे देरे चार दिता तुलसी साहेब नाम स्वामी जी नो तार दिता स्वामी जी ने जयमल सिंह नो नाम जगेरे तार दिता जयमल सिंह दा सावन प्यारा जयमल सिंह दा सावन प्यारा दूध चौपाई चाणेगा जिस ते मेर हो जाए तेरी तनों ही पछाणेगा तेरी कुदरत तू ही जाने हो न दूजा जानेगा जिस ते मेर हो जाए तेरी तनों ही पछाणेगा सावन सोना बाग लगाया बीच बिठाया माली है नाम दा कृपाल प्यारा संगत दाओ वाली है सावन सोना बाग लगाया बीच बिठाया माली है नाम दा कृपाल प्यारा संगत दाओ वाली है सुनियो अर्ध गरीब जब जी सुनियो अर्ध गरीब जब जी रखे मान निमाने दा जिस ते मेर हो जाए तेरी तेनो ही पछाणेगा तेरी कुदरत तो ही जाने हो न दूजा जानेगा जिस ते मेर हो जाए तेरी तेनों ही पछाणेगा
Beautiful Sawan developed this garden in which he placed a gardener. His name is Beloved Kripal, and he is the protector of the Sangat. Listen to this request of poor Ajerb. Protect the honor of the honorless ones. Only you know your nature. No one else can know. Only he upon whom your grace will descend will recognize you. May God bless us all.